Phone Boy Speaks, episode 174, Hate-a-thon.
I really thought I'd be done with this topic by now, but I saw a report from one of the app.net developers that somebody had come up to them in person and didn't even introduce themselves and just said, "Your work is excrement." Well, he said something else, but I won't repeat it on this podcast. But I don't even know where to begin with this. I guess on one level, I shouldn't be surprised that people are cruel and or can be cruel. And I mean, looking at some of the other things and other parts of the universe, I guess I should never be surprised at the cruelty of humans towards another. But I mean, this isn't even polite. I mean, come on. Yeah, you cannot like somebody's work, which is fine. There are much more respectful ways of describing that. And I just can't believe that somebody would just walk up to somebody and go, "Your work is excrement." And no introductions or anything. I mean, I guess it's not the first time it's happened and probably won't be the last time it's happened for certain people or whatever. But, you know, look, my feeling is that if you spend the time to create something and it's generally has a positive intent, then you should give the guy the benefit of the doubt, even if you don't necessarily agree with the division or the vision, I'm sorry, of what they're trying to do. They've created something, and I know writing code is hard, and even if you don't like what they came up with, it's just sad that somebody has to do that. And and I actually went and bought the developer's latest creation, the app called Whisper, that is for app.net, is for private messaging. I wasn't planning on paying for the pro or was kind of on the fence about it, but after I heard that, I went out and bought it kind of immediately just as a show of support, because I try to do good and focus on the good things and try and encourage developers and users. And there are people that are very burnt out on it or very not happy with the fact that there seems to be a higher percentage than what would be considered quote unquote normal on app.net versus other social networks. My feeling is that I don't think it's necessarily more prevalent on app.net. Maybe it is. Maybe because there's people paying, but let's face it, there's always going to be bad people everywhere. And if anybody wants a community to be better, you have to invest in it. And just turning your back on it because you don't like what a couple people are doing isn't going to make it better. It's just going to make it worse. So my take on all of this is, all of the positive things that different people in the app.net community are doing to make app.net a better place, well, I think we need to double down, right? These kinds of incidents should not cause people to stop investing. We need to do better. And hopefully people like this will get the idea that that kind of stuff is just, we're not going to listen to that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's, as I say, I was hoping I was not having to talk about this topic tonight, but I think given some of the stuff I saw in my stream this evening, I felt that there was really nothing else that I wanted to talk about, except maybe WWDC, and maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow, but I've got nothing to say on that, whereas the excrement of humanity, I guess there's no shortage of things to talk about when it comes to that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.